Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Dear brothers and sisters, there's a hadith that so many people have heard. And in fact, two hadiths that I want us to try to connect to each other into a much broader subject. And so the hadiths that I'll narrate to you, most of you have heard these hadiths, but see if you can pay attention to a connection between them. The first hadith is the hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he said that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the dua of a Muslim for his brother in the unseen, when no one sees him, is an answered dua. At his head is an angel that's been assigned. كُلَّمَا دَعَى لِأَخِيهِ بِخَيْرِ قَالَ الْمَلَكُ مُوَكَّمْ بِهِ آمِينَ وَلَكَ بِمِثْ. Every time he makes dua for his brother in good, the appointed angel that is at his head says, Ameen, and for you as well. Ameen, and for you as well. Ameen, and for you as well. It's one hadith that many people have heard. Another hadith is a hadith specifically about our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, that he said, قرأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قول الله عز وجل ربي إنهن أضلن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم read the ayah that, O Allah, ربي إنهن أضلن كثيرا من الناس, verily they have led many people astray, so whoever follows me, then verily he is of me, and whoever disobeys me, then you are the most forgiving and the most merciful. The dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وقول عيسى عليه السلام إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. If you punish them, then they are your slaves. And if you forgive them, then you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. ثم بكى صلى الله عليه وسلم ورفع يديه وقال اللهم أمتي أمتي. He raised his hands to the sky sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after reading those two ayat. And he said, O Allah, my ummah, O Allah, my ummah, O Allah, my ummah. And he continued to repeat this sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فقال الله عز وجل يا جبريل اذهب إلى محمد sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وربك أعلم فسله ما يبكيك. جبريل, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him what is causing you to cry. And so Jibreel alayhi salam comes to him. فَأَخْبَرَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ بِمَا قَالَ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ. And he told Jibreel what he said. And Jibreel already knew what he said. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ يَا جِبْرِيل اِذْهَبْ إِلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَقُلْ إِنَّا سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ وَلَا نَسُوءُكَ. Oh Jibreel, go back to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell him, don't worry, we will please you with your ummah. We will not let you down. We will not disappoint you in regards to your ummah. One of the small subtleties to pay attention to here is that when a person makes dua for their brother, or when a person makes dua for their sister, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala involves the unseen angels as you make dua for your brother or sister who is unseen, to then say Ameen and for you. And it is the complete opposite of how we usually mention people when they're not in our presence. How do we usually mention people when they're not in our presence? Bilghiba, when namima, we backbite and we gossip. Would one of you like to eat his brother's dead flesh? And the word mayta in particular, dead flesh, the ulama said it has two meanings. That you are killing him when you speak of his reputation, and he's dead because he's not present in the gathering that you're speaking about him. Most of us, when we bring up other people, we eat their flesh, we kill them, and we speak ill of them. And that is where the shayateen, you can imagine if you could see the unseen around you, laugh and snicker, right? Look at him speaking about his brother. Keep going. Throw this too. Say this now too. But the other side of that is when you make dua for other than you, Allah Azza wa Jal involves the malaika. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ. And Allah knows best. And Allah doesn't need you to make the dua or the malaika to make the dua for you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But Allah azza wa jal has an ecosystem that He has created of khayr, of good, versus an ecosystem of evil. For us, the malak that is muwakkal is one of the ordinary angels, and how extraordinary is every ordinary angel. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is shadeedul quwa, ruh al-ameen, Jibreel alayhi salam, that is assigned to him. For us, maybe you can make dua for one person. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua for an ummah and weeping. And here's what I want you to pay attention to. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always uses his dua to pray for other than himself. It's actually remarkably consistent in all of the ahadith. If I started to just cite the ahadith instead of summarize them, it would take me an entire half an hour just to read the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua for the ummah, making dua for a group of people. But whether it was when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, da'utullah bi thalatha, I made dua for three things. And he made dua that the ummah would not be destroyed by anything external, by an army on the outside, wiped out by an army, or wiped out by a plague. But أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ بَأْسَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ, that their misfortune is not found amongst each other. That's the one dua that Allah did not answer. And then on the Day of Judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he has that one answered dua, and he has spared it. A Nabi of Allah has that one answered dua. He waits for the Day of Judgment, and he will enter upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, and he will fall in sujood. And he said that he would be inspired by Muhammad. He would praise Allah in a way that he can't tell you right now. And he would make a dua that he doesn't know right now. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who you call upon, is the one who inspires you on how to call upon him. When Adam alayhi salam said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. Allah gave him the words to make tawbah. So Allah will give the Prophet ﷺ the words to make dua on that day. And what's he going to make dua for? He'll make dua for his ummah. His shafa'ah is for أهل الكبائر من أمتي. And then he'll intercede on behalf of the ummah, including the person who has the major sin. And this is what distinguishes him. You see, on the Day of Judgment, even a mother would forget her child. Even a mother would forget her child. The Anbiya of Allah, when they were here, they made dua for other than themselves. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِي وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Right? Nuh alayhi salam made dua for the believing men and the believing women, whoever enters in to the house of Iman. Nuh alayhi salam made dua for them. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua liwalidayya walilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. And he made dua for the believers on the Day of Judgment as well, when it actually happens. But when the earth shatters and it's rolled up and everything is in.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
And it scrolls the heavens and the earth. And Allah Azza wa Jal unfolds that scene of the Day of Judgment. Every Nabi, when they go to them to start the Day of Judgment, will say, I can't. Except for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ana laha. I am for it. Stay with me for a bit, because this khutbah is not about the du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for you to marvel at him. It's about the spirit of what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. When everyone else says, Allahumma nafsi nafsi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was already saying, Allahumma ummati ummati. Do you see the difference in the terminology? Me, me, my ummah. In this dunya, it's understandable on the Day of Judgment that everyone is saying nafsi nafsi. Everyone is saying that. The mother would drop her child and say nafsi nafsi. Me, me. That capacity only belongs to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day. But here in this world, how many people are saying nafsi nafsi, and how many people are saying ummati ummati? How many people truly, sincerely make dua for others than themselves? And is it that you just have to see the person And then suddenly you'll make dua for them. Suddenly something will spark your interest. I want you to ask yourself and be very honest with yourself. Now that Gaza has calmed down, whatever calm down means, it just means that the Zionists kill at a slower pace. And the images maybe are not as gruesome as they used to be. You don't see as much blood. Maybe it's not on your social media feed the way that it used to be. Have your du'as calmed down as well? Did you already forget them? Did you really need for your brothers and sisters in Sudan, for those horrific videos out of Al-Fashir to come out over the last few weeks, for you to remember that they've been going through this for years? Did it now just start? Because I have to see something so gruesome that it pulls me away. And maybe I'll just throw at my screen, Ya Latif, Ubas, one small dua. How many of us did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam see? How many of us did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam know individually? But he cried for you. And that's why, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah will give you until you're pleased. As the ulama mentioned, everyone is happy with their salvation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not happy with his own salvation. It's gotta be more. And then someone might say, but is it just dua? Is it just dua? Dua calibrates the rest of your life. Dua tells you about your priorities. Dua allows you to lean into your empathy, because if in your most intimate moments with your Rabb, you're remembering other than yourself, then that tells you you're a person who's more calibrated to ummati, ummati, and less towards nafsi, nafsi. Ud'u li anfusikum. You should make dua for yourself. Ask Allah for al-afwa wal-afiyah, fi dunya wal-akhirah, to be spared and to have well-being in this life and the next. But how much of your dua expands, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you in return for that expansion by the angels making dua for you. Now I come back to Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Darda is a beautiful human being, and it shows you the way that the Sahaba, they internalized what they heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the one who actually narrated that hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, إِنِّي لَأَدْعُوا لِسَبْعِينَ مِنْ إِخْوَانِي فِي سَجْدَتِي وَسَمِّيهِمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. I make dua for 70 of my brothers every night in my sujood, and I say their names. What a beautiful personality. 70 of my brothers every night when I go to sleep, when I wake up to pray qiyam, I make dua for my brothers by name. I expand that dua because of what he heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you know, when the Sahaba would give you a number, they gave you the minimum. It's like an Imam An-Nawi rahimahullah says, when the Prophet ﷺ mentions that he makes istighfar in a day, 70 marra, 70 times, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, in a single gathering, the Prophet ﷺ would say it over 100 times. They take the minimum. So either 70 as in kathra, as in multiple, more than that, or this is the bare minimum. Umm Darda radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife. How many of us have bad secrets in the house? The wife. She says that Abu Darda had 360 people that he would make dua for every single night by name. 360 people. Min ikhwanihi fillah. From his brothers for the sake of Allah, that he would make dua for. Bi dhahril ghayb. He wouldn't call them the next day, say, hey, I made dua for you last night. Yamununa alayka, right? to say that, you know, I did this for you and I did that for you and I did that for you. He would privately make dua for 360 people every single night. So she said that one day I asked him, why is it that you make dua for all of these people? And he cited the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, أَفَلَا أَرْغَبُ أَن تَدْعُوا لِيَ الْمَلَائِكَ. Shouldn't I want that the angels will make dua for me? And there was a man who narrated the hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said, when I heard Abu Darda share the hadith and then share his own private practice, there was a man who broke my tooth that I hadn't forgiven. But I forgave him because of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He clearly internalized this hadith. And Umm Darda says, and I would hear him all night long. And the one dua he made for himself, the one dua that he made for himself, you know what it was? Allahumma kama ahsanta khalqi, fahassin khuluqi. Oh Allah, as you have beautified my outside, beautify my inside. Beautify your character. So she said, I said to him, Ya Abu Darda, nothing but that? You couldn't find another dua except for just the dua for your character? What did he mention? If your character is good and you treat people right, then you provoke their duas for you. Dua al-walid li waladihi, aw il-walida, right? the dua of a mother or a father, or the dua of a stranger, or the dua of a poor person. You don't have to tell them to make dua for you. If you show good character to people, Allah yirda alayk, make dua for you quickly. You're provoking people to make dua for you. And you know what he said? He said that the believer goes to sleep at night, maghfur lahu, forgiven while he's sleeping. Yughfar lahu wa huwa na'im. He's being forgiven while he's sleeping. Why? Because while he's sleeping, someone else is remembering him and making dua for him because of his good character. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to make dua for people every night. And the Jawzi rahimahullah narrates he had a list of people he made dua for. Every night he made dua for Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. Every single night. Expanding his dua, expanding that circle, because that calibrates a person who is not about themselves always, nafsi, nafsi, ummati, ummati, my ummah, al-mustad'afin, the weak and the oppressed, and the people of khayr who do good. Expand your dua for people. And Allah Azza wa Jal will expand the dua, not just of people for you, but even of the malaika as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a people whose hearts are expanded for others so that Allah Azza wa Jal can expand the acceptance for us. May Allah make us people of ummati, ummati, and not people of nafsi, nafsi. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory to every single oppressed person in this ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our brothers and sisters all over the world. Allahumma ameen.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.